Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 716 now, WWL. Record heat today, possibly. Highs of 91. It's going to be hot and humid throughout the Memorial Day weekend because by the time we get to Monday, it is going to be May 25th. Yeah, that's right. And then June 1st, of course, the following Monday. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us now, as he always does, to answer your coronavirus questions. I'm going to go straight to the text lines here. And by the way, y'all, you can text your questions to 87870. And I'll pass them along to Dr. Fred. Please ask the doctor, why wouldn't a person have antibodies after 2 months and recovered from coronavirus?
They should. Anybody who's recovered from this illness should have developed antibodies against the illness. If the question revolves around testing, that may be the issue. As we know, these serologic tests, the blood tests to determine whether somebody is immune to the disease because they've developed antibodies, they're not very well validated. So it is possible that a negative serology test is a false negative and not really a reflection of the fact that an individual hasn't generated antibodies against the illness. And again, it begs the next question, which you and I have discussed several times during these discussions, which is, what is significant about having the antibodies? In other words, do they confer immunity? And if so, for how long? And that's what we don't know. We assume that there is some immunity from recovering from the illness. How long that immunity lasts is the big question. Is it months? Is it a year? We just don't know. And we're trying to work through that in terms of being able to tell people that they're less likely to get infected if they are immune. But it may very well be that the test that the individual obtained isn't a validated test, and as a result, the fact that the antibodies are negative isn't really a reflection of whether the individual has recovered and has antibodies, but may be a reflection of the test that they took.
Please ask Dr. Fred, if you are asymptomatic, will getting a flu shot make you sick?
So anytime people are ill with we tend not to give vaccinations because typically those don't work as well when people are in the throes of an illness. If the individual is asking about being asymptomatic from COVID-19, that's a very common finding. In fact, the CDC updated its website in recent days and suggests, based on modeling, that about a third of people are infected and asymptomatic. If they're asymptomatic and not having fever and not having a lot of the inflammation and other complications of this illness, probably getting a vaccine at that time, although if we knew they were infected, we probably would wait until they were over their illness, is probably fine. But nobody really knows the answer to that question.
Doc, I ran the clock so poorly. I'm going to have to take a break here for traffic. I apologize to you and everyone else for that.
No problem.
But when we come back, we will have some uninterrupted time for you to answer the questions that people are texting in, 87870. I got one of my own about testing, and I thought about having getting tested, because it's done right around the corner from me, but then I had a second thought. I'll run through all of that with you as well. 720, time for traffic now, WWL. 725 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. From the onset, we realized that this It was going to be a medical issue. We also realized it was going to be an economic issue. Next half hour, we'll talk to Mark Rose, a professor of finance at UNO, for another episode edition of Managing Your Money with Mark. So if you have any personal finance questions, text them in 87870, and I'll start making a list, and I'll make sure I'll get them to Mark Rosa. Right now, it is the health aspect of it with Dr. Fred Lopez, a professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, who is nice enough to give us a half an hour of his time every day. So, doctor, they had testing going on, and I've not felt ill at all. I've had no symptoms, no nothing. I'm feeling great. Around a corner from me. And they said, well, everybody can come get tested if you want. And I thought about it, but then I had two thoughts. First of all, if I'm not sick, why would I go to a place with that potentially could be a gathering point for people that do have COVID-19, a coronavirus? And the other question is, am I really going to do anything other than eat up resources by getting tested when I'm feeling fine?
Well, the testing, and without knowing exactly who's providing the testing, there is a seroprevalence study going on right now to get a picture of what it's of what COVID-19 looks like in the local community, and that would include both asymptomatic and symptomatic individuals. Again, the CDC recently estimated that about a third of people infected in the United States with COVID-19 are asymptomatic, and it would be nice to know in our own local community what the blend is of infection with respect to symptomatic and asymptomatic presentations, much less where in the community the infections are occurring. So the other reason to want to know why you might be infected is if you are infected, you don't want to be transmitting the infection to other individuals. You want to isolate yourself and take extra precautions to not transmit the infection to people with whom you live or with whom you might encounter. We know that much of the transmission that occurs in this country is being is coming from people who don't know they're infected, and probably if they did know they were infected, they would be taking extra precautions to decrease the likelihood that they could infect other people. It's estimated, in fact, that almost probably 40% of transmissions occur in this country when people are not demonstrating symptoms. So this is a big issue that everybody's trying to understand in their communities, California, New York, now Louisiana, and particularly locally, trying to get a better sense of just how much infection is out there and in whom, whether they be asymptomatic or symptomatic, and where.
So for people like me, and I mean, it's not just about me, I presume I'm representative of some people, would I be doing society a favor by getting a test or doing the effort any favors by getting a test? Or is there something to be said for, well, I know people over there probably, that's probably a gathering spot for people with coronavirus, so I'm going to stay the hell away from there. How do you balance those two?
Well, I think they're doing everything they can to make the conditions for testing as safe as possible. And again, you're informing your local community about the transmission characteristics of COVID-19, which will allow for better understanding of how to reopen the local community and where the infections are occurring, if there are hotspots, for example. And again, just giving us a better sense of what COVID-19 looks like in our own local community. We've heard about California, we've heard about New York, but we don't know as much about how COVID-19 is being dispersed in our own communities.
So should I go get a test?
I think if you want to help inform your community as a public health measure, absolutely. And if you want to find out if you're infected and happen to be one of those people with no symptoms but are actively infected, you would want to know so that you would not increase your risk for transmitting it to other people by isolating yourself.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend, a safe Memorial Day weekend. Dr. Fred Lopez gives us a half an hour of his time every morning to answer our questions. We take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Mark Rose, our friend, professor of finance at my alma mater, UNO. On Mondays, we look at the markets and look at the economy on a macro scale. And then on Fridays, look at it on a micro scale and help you manage your money. So if you got any questions about this coronavirus situation, the economy, and how it's affecting you, or what would be some good things to do, text them in 87870, and I'll pass them along to Mark Rosa. Right now, we pause for WWL First News with the one, the only, the legend, Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.